Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks, Brian. Sam, just a lot of work by Zach Benson. He, as you, I think, have already figured out, he'll always take a hit to make a play, and he did that on your goal.
Yeah, guys seem to want to take runs at him. That's part of his MO, I guess, which is he's good at that. You know, he draws guys into him. I think that's a couple times now where he's drawn a couple guys into him and made a little slip play to me. Yeah, it's fun to play when you got guys willing to take hits like that to make plays.
As soon as Benson stepped up, did you recognize you might have a chance to go to the net there once Benson got the puck to you?
Yeah, I knew Benny was going to try to make a play for sure. I saw both their guys go to him, and you know, he did a good job of not turning it over. You know, those are sometimes late in games you want to get those deep, and he did just that. He got it deep and put it in a good place where I could just skate onto it.
And you saw that you were going to be able to cut in front and go on the back end there.
Yeah, I knew Mal was kind of going back door, so yeah, their D kind of took him away. That was my first option, was to find him, and when they saw it, he was not taking an option, and eventually it was just to take it to the net.
Seemed like after the goal against, you guys got a lot of turnovers. LA maybe making them do that. What was different that got you guys rolling?
Yeah, I think, you know, they got off to a good start. You know, it's their home building. They're fighting for points right now, like everyone. So, you know, we knew they were going to come in hot, and they did. And we did a pretty good job just weathering that storm and getting back to wearing them down. And, you know, we know kind of what kind of style of game they play. And once we kind of settled in, got our legs, then, you know, we were able to just generate more chances.
You know, what's the mindset of your line? You guys are physical. You want to control the puck. You get the puck in deep, but you guys are going to score. You're looking to the net, looking to score. What is that like, confidence-wise, for you guys to be going to that, looking to put pucks in?
Yeah, I think you're always looking to score for sure. First and foremost, we want to be just a tough line to play against, defensively responsible. You know, we're not going to be a run and gun line. You know, we got some offensive weapons on our team that, you know, we'll rely on them a lot for a lot of that stuff. But, you know, if we can just do our job, you know, shut down other teams and chip in offensively whenever we can, then, you know, that's great.
Of course, goaltending is big when you lead your teams. But what are some of the other factors? Because it takes more than just goaltending.
Yeah, goaltending's been great. I mean, I think our D have really surprised me with just how well we can break the puck out with them. You know, they go back for pucks a lot. They're just so good at, you know, shoulder checking, reading what the forecheck is, and then just figuring out a way to escape it. It just makes it so much easier on us forwards. When we know, you know, we give them a little hold up, make sure they got some time, but just give them options. And, you know, when you can break the puck out like that, you can really frustrate the other team's forecheck. And, you know, I've been on the other side of that where, you know, when you can't get your forecheck going, you get pretty frustrated and you start to take chances. And that's when we can, you know, turn those chances into offense.
It's a back-to-back going back to Anaheim. How does that make you reflect every time you go back on your career and how you sort of established yourself in the league?
Yeah, it's obviously where I kind of, you know, established myself, like you said. A lot of great memories there. You know, I spent the better part of 7 years in Southern California here. So, people here are doing well, and obviously a big game for both teams tomorrow.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.